I don't know. That's his top. That's
is
his.
That, that
we don't know. Look, the Sefer Chasidim is 800 years old. It's 800 years old. It's a collection of halacha, of agada, and for some reason, it was not arranged in a way that we would expect. Yeah, I mean, it seems it evolved. The form that we have it today evolved over many, many years.
Somebody's writing Navi on Klav. Does it also be L'Shem Kedushas
Hashem? L'Shem, yes, 100%.
That's what it makes also?
I believe so. I believe so. Navi is the same thing. Same thing. Megillah, the reason why beginners begin with a Megillah is because Megillah is the only one that has no Shem Hashem. You write a Shem Hashem, you're in a lot of trouble. Okay, so let us learn, Rabbi Yisai, some in Yonim relating to Pesach. Let's start with a halachic issue. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, please. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, let's learn. Here's a halachic question. When it comes to the Seder, why don't we make an Al HaGefen after we make Kiddush? The average person, at the average Seder, there's a halacha is called Zman Ikol. When a person makes a bracha, let's go back to the basics. Friday night, you make Kiddush Friday night. You make a Bar Pri HaGafen. Why don't you immediately after you recite Bar Pri HaGafen and you recite Kiddush, why don't we make an Al HaGefen, a Bracha Me'ein Sholosh? So what is the obvious answer? Well, we're going to wash in a few moments and we're going to recite a HaMoitzi and we're going to bench. And when we bench, the Brichas HaMozoin will also serve as a Bracha Chorina for the Kodesh Shel Bracha for the Bar Pri HaGafen. But at the Seder, we have a problem. Let's go to another halacha. If a person makes a Bar Pri HaGafen during the week, you go to dinner. You go out to dinner and you make a Bar Pri HaGafen, and then you get into a very heated discussion with your partner who you're at the table with. And 72 minutes pass from the time of 72 minutes pass from the time of the Bar Pri HaGafen. What do you do, or can you still make an Al HaGefen? Can you still make an Al HaGefen after 72 minutes? The answer is no. The halacha is you only can make a bracha acharoina for we paskin 72 minutes. And the truth is what? And the truth is really less. The truth is if you have a very small amount of food and your body has already consumed, has processed, has digested that food to the degree where you're now hungry once again, it's too late to make a bracha acharoina. That's how we paskin la halacha. Now, because we have a very hard time evaluating if we're really hungry or not, we're spoiled, we baruch Hashem have more, we eat more than we should, and we don't really have a way to gauge if we really are hungry or not, so we... No, the reason why the microphone is off is because there's no batteries. I need more batteries behind. Batteries die. There are batteries there, but we only have a few minutes. It's not kedai. It's not kedai. So we make a... the truth is, if you eat something and after 20 minutes, you're hungry again, it's too late to make a bracha acharoina. That's really the halacha. If I eat a small amount of food, a shahakol, and I have to make a bracha nefashos, and now it's 20 minutes later, and I'm just as hungry as I was when I started because my body, I have an empty tank and I processed the food right away. It's too late to make a Bar Nefashos.
Are you allowed to eat something else without the bracha of the same item?
No. The Zman is over. Once your body has already consumed that food, it would appear at face value that you have to make a new bracha. Practically speaking, I'll explain to you why in a moment. When it comes out of Pesach, practically speaking, we don't really do that. Even though 20 minutes has passed and you're still hungry, the minug is you can still make a bari nefashos, nalamichya. The cutoff point for most people, because it's almost impossible for the average person to really gauge where he's holding, is 72 minutes. That's what we do, and I'll show you why. Everything, of course.
And a drink?
Everything. Everything. That's what the minig is. The clock is ticking. From the moment you finish eating, you have 72 minutes to make your baruch acharoina. After 72 minutes, expires. If you want to eat more, you make a new baruch harishoina. You want to Can I make it? I make an alamichya and a brachas amazon. It's a bracha levatala. Time is up. 72 minutes for mil. Now, based upon.
You have to keep eating.
What about chasna? Wait, let's discuss. I don't know what chasna you're going to. I don't know what chasna you're going to. Today, I say you go to. You know, it's funny thing. You go to chasna today, you have to come with earplugs. And you have to have all the shiles of brachas. You have to bring a snack. So you snow yourself and bring a brach acharona. You have to come prepared with gear. What happened today? What kind of crazy world do we live in today? Come with a snack, so it should not be my, no have because they don't serve the food for 72 minutes, and they have to have earplugs. What's coming next?
No, what I meant was, if you don't eat soup, and you come and you wash, and let's say you don't eat the soup,
and there's a delay of 72 minutes.
Sure that you do.
Then you got to pray. Yeah, you can, yeah, that's right, that's
sure
right.
That you do.
Then that's right. That is correct. According, you're touching upon
make
something
sure
that is. Rabbi, you're touching upon something that is very, very appropriate for Pesach. But this, let's just take a step back. This is the general halacha. When you eat food, you have 72 minutes to make the bracha achrayna. When we make kiddush Friday night, you never so soon make an ala gefen after you make kiddush because you're going to wash immediately and you're going to eat bread. And every time you put something in your mouth, you get an extension. And when you make the when you recite the Birchas HaMazon, so the Birchas HaMazon is within 72 minutes from the last piece of food that you've eaten, and that will cover everything you've done in the last 10 hours. As long as you do not have a break of 72 minutes between eating food and reciting the last bracha. Here is the problem. It's very common in a Jewish home, especially when you have children, grandchildren, and you have a nice elaborate Seder, and you start the Seder, you recite Kiddush, and you make the Bari Priya Gofen, and then you eat the karpas, and you dip the karpas, and you recite the Boire Pri Ho Adama, and then you begin the Haggadah, Holach Ma'anya. And now the grandchildren line up to perform. Ma'anishtana Halela Zemikol Halelos, and all the different languages, and all the questions, and it's, everyone has to stand up, and the ceremony goes on, and then the big boys have to show off and give over the chidushim, and all the v'chulu v'chulu. Okay, Rabbi said, before you blink, it will be more than 72 minutes from the time you've put the karpas and the charoses in your belly. It'll be more than 72 minutes. So now. Okay, but there are families that have this problem. So the question, Rabbi Isai is way too much. The question is, what about the Bari Priya Gofen that you have made? You know, you don't have a problem with the next cup of wine, because the next cup of wine, Chazal, very clever, and they told you to do something very unusual and to recite another Borei Priya Gofen. That's a chiddush, that you can make two Borei Priya Gofens in a row. But, so you're anyway going to make another Borei Priya Gofen for the second cup regardless. But the question is, you have an obligation to recite a Berocha Acharoina after you derive benefit. If there's more than 72 minutes from the time that you have eaten the charoses and the karpas, so that's when it ends. So number one, you did not make a borei nefoshos on the karpas and the charoses. Number two, you did not make an alagefen on the borei pri hagofen. You are in violation of the law. What? Who says you're allowed to drink water? You're allowed to drink water? Yeah? You're allowed to drink water? Could be, I don't know. Okay, after it's over, you can drink water. After it's over, after I go down, you can, that it says, but you can drink water. I'm not aware that it says you can drink water in the middle of the Seder. In the middle of the Haggad, you can drink water? Okay, fine. Not wine, though. Not wine. Not wine, not food. So what do we do with this issue? So, what's the solution? The solution is very simple. Look at your watch. when you finish, look at your watch, and if you see, if you do see that you are extending, that your Haggadah, that the Seder, the Haggadah section is extending longer than 72 minutes, then make an Al HaGefen and recite a Bari Nefashos. And indeed, there were many Gidoyle Yisrael that did just this. I don't have a moment, it's taking too long to find all the sources, but there were many Gidoyle Yisrael that did just this. If they saw...
It was machmir
to make it before that. Why was he let's one step at a time? They did justice. You made a bracha. There are people who are very disciplined, religious people, the way we all should be. And if you make a bracha, it never happens. You don't benefit from this world. How can you not make a bracha acharena? The zman expires after 72 minutes, whether you like it or not. No exceptions. Yeah, no excuses. You have to make a bari, a bari nefashos for the charoses and the karpas, and ala gefen. If you eat less than a kezias, you're saying a very good point. Less than a kezias, so you should not need to make a bari nefashos. You are very good. Now that itself, you're saying very good, but you should be aware that there are different opinions on this matter. Okay, everything is machlekes, as you all know. So indeed, you are correct. There are many people, because of this problem, they will eat less than a kezias of karpas, which means also less than a kezias together with the charoses. I'm sorry, what am I saying? I'm sorry, I'm in salt of water. What am I saying? I'm all mixed up, all deflated, I'm sorry. I keep on saying charoses. I know, because I'm into this book now about ancient charoses. It's a very good book that came about charoses. Just about holding about charoses. I'm sorry. You're right. You dip the karpas in the salt water. It's just the karpas. So you're right. So there are many people that are makbid to eat less than a kezias of karpas, so they should not have an issue of a borei nefashos. However, no, might have to have a shir moral. Might have to have a shir moral. I have a kezias moral. No such thing. No, moral, you have to have a kezias of moral. Moral, you must have a kezias. However, Abayisai, please, give me just a few minutes. There are many who disagree. And they hold if Chazal were misakin that you eat karpas, it means you have sheer karpas. This is the halacha. You don't play games with the halacha. Chazal made a takana. There's no such thing. Chazal were misakin pochus mikas sheer. No such thing. They eat less than a sheer of karpas. There's something called karpas. It's a takana to eat karpas, a zecher for the avodas perach. You eat a sheer karpas. You eat a kezias of karpas. You're making, it's not the proper thing to go make a bracha knowing you're going to eat less than a sheer. Halachas, you make a bracha. But that's not an ideal thing to do in Judaism, is to make a bracha knowing that you're going to eat it less than a kezias for many reasons. Number one, chazal ha-masakein, you eat a kezias. You're making a bracha, you make a bracha on a dove choshuv. You don't make a bracha on a sudden that's not choshuv. You being moitzi the shem Hashem. Being moitzi the shem Hashem. So halacha l'maisa, it's pachas mikasher, you're still mechuyev to make a bracha. But it's not ideal to be moitzi Hashem's name on a dove that's pachas mikasher. So there are many people that do eat a kezias. Okay, yesh v'yesh. Probably most people are brought up with the minhag to eat less than a kezias. But there's no question about it that there's a very significant population that eats a kezias of karpas. So the question is, so where's the bari nefashos? Where is the ala gefen? And the al gefen, that you can't, there's not no room to wiggle. So there were many gedolei Yisrael that would make a bari nefashos, if they ate a kezias, would make a bari nefashos. They would make the bari nefashos, and they would make the ala gefen, because that's the halacha. Nothing changes the night of the Seder. What is the problem by doing that? Why do people resist? Look at your watch. If the time is coming to an end, you're running out of time, why is there resistance? So the answer is, if you do make that bari nefashos, you've just blew it. If you did make the ala gefen, you've violated a fundamental halacha of hilchos kiddush, of suda. Ein kiddush Ella Bimkaim Suda. The Kiddush must take place in the location where you have your Suda. Otherwise, you're not Yoitse Kiddush. Ein Kiddush Ella Bimkaim Suda. If you dare make an Al HaGefen, you have just made a statement that my Kiddush will have absolutely nothing to do with my Suda. Let's say Friday night, you make Kiddush. I make Kiddush. And then I make, Al HaGefen. I make Kiddush, right? You make Al HaGefen. Oh, I forgot. I have to wash also tonight. Yaz, make Kiddush again. Ein Kiddush, El Makom Suda. By making Al HaGefen, you're making a statement that I'm done. I'm done with this Kiddush. I made a Burpee Al HaGefen, I made Al HaGefen. Done. Suda? Oh, that's a new thing now. Because if this was really called the Kiddush of Makom Suda, you can't make an Al HaGefen. Because it's Makom Suda.
Al HaGefen is also, if you drink wine, that can also be part of the Suda.
In Kiddush. Kiddush. You make Kiddush Al Koy Shal Yain. On what did you say? Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvah Sav. You made Asher Boch Arbonu. What? The wine that you drink later on, that cannot be called a Kiddush. Double revias. No. It's a very big b'diavet, and you have to have a double revias. You must have a second revias. It's enough of a problem.
Said that even
one revias?
Yeah.
It's a very big b'diavet to say such a thing. It's true, okay, in a chanami, that the one revias that you drank should be considered both the Kiddush and the Suda. Then why did Chazal ever make a takana? Ein Kiddush, El Makom Suda. The Kiddush itself is the Suda. And it goes against the whole halacha of Kiddush Makom Suda. So that's why it says in the Mishnah that when we have no choice, they have a double revias. So then the first revias is the Kiddush, second revias is going to be the Suda. Because the same revias, then whoever needs the Suda? You'll never need a Suda. And even a double revias, that's not called the Suda. That's not what Chazal's intent was. It's a very big b'diavet. So by making Al HaGefen, you've basically made a statement. My Kiddush is over. My Suda will begin. You're not even Yoitza Kiddush. You've destroyed your Kiddush. Your Kiddush turns into a bracha levatala. What? So he obviously held. No, that's not the Kiddush Makom Suda Chazal we're talking about. Chazal Masakin is a special bracha. Asher bochar bonu mikol ha'am. V'rei manu mikol loshon. They made it a special bracha. That special bracha that you recite Friday night by Yontif and by Shabbos is a special Kiddush, a special bracha that can only be recited in the place, in the physical location and the proximity of time to your Suda.
But maybe not for Pesach.
Why not?
Because Pesach you have all these...
Why not? Who's Chazal had in mind? Modern America, we should sit by the table for 3 hours? Who says? The Chazal... Haggadah takes 5 minutes. Haggadah, they would not even, wasn't even Pesach. Go look, most of the Farshim Lunch, Yom Suba Bnei Brak, and the Shalom Darshim of Pesach, that wasn't even on Pesach.
Oh my gosh!
There wasn't even Pesach that time. That was another Maisa. How long does Ma'ariv take you? You say Ma'ariv, the Haggadah, 10 times what it says in the Haggadah. And how much time does it take you to have Ma'ariv? How long does it take you to have Ma'ariv? The Ma'ariv is just longer than the Haggadah. You say Baruch Hashem, the Amen, the Amen. And the whole, and everything you say in Ma'ariv, I guarantee you, is probably almost double what the Haggadah. And doesn't take you more than 5 minutes. So what happened over here? So Chazal had this in mind? So what's going on? So the answer, if you're gonna make that Al HaGefen, you have just destroyed your Kiddush. And then it turns out that the brach, I'm a mahader to make an Al HaGefen. Yeah, that means that retroactively my Kiddush was a brach levatala. Very nice. And now you have a whole shayla, you have to make Kiddush again. Avil Yashiv Av, you tell me he did this, and the other Gedolim definitely they disagree. They hold making the Al, it's a tremendous Chiddush. It's not common, this approach. Making, there's no real answer. The only answer is not to delay. That's the only thing to do, not to delay more than hour and more than 7 2 minutes. But making the Al HaGefen, according to many opinions, is not considered to be a termination of your Kiddush. It's a Kiddush. Oh, but ain't Kiddush El Makom Suda. I'm not going anywhere. I'm here tonight. I'm with my children. We're saying the Haggadah. It's all part of the package. It's a very different approach as to what you consider to be in Kiddush Ella B'Makayim Suda. If you want to take a technical approach, you always have these types of people. There are certain people that are very technical. Everything got to be according to the books. And then you have people that, let's look at the big picture. Let's just try not to violate too many laws. Not to get into too much trouble, but let's preserve the big picture. So the big picture is, no more than 72 minutes. I made the Alla Geffen, but I'm by the table. I'm not going anywhere. You want to be technical? Different approaches to halacha. Yeah.
The Seder night is not a typical.
It's not, but right.
The rules of ordinary.
Right. That's why we have these dilemmas.
So, plus, you're involved in the mitzvah.
Exactly. You do not want to take a technical approach.
Well, that's supposed to be afterwards.
Exactly. Exactly. You're taking the non-technical approach. But there are a lot of people who are wired differently.
Yeah, right.
There are people who are wired. Everything is very technical. It's only a matter of rules. There are people like that. We know that. And if you want to go with that approach, then, you know, you got a problem. Making Alla Geffen, you really, that's a technical termination. If you want to be like Rav Michal saying, don't get me with diktok.
Right.
Don't chat me with diktok. Just look at the big picture, you know. You got through it. Now, the best answer to this question is a much really better answer. And this answer is a little shocking to us. And the answer is we turn the halacha upside down. The Rambam and many Rishonim, they tell us that this rule that I've brainwashed you with, that there's 72 minutes, lohoyu dvar me'olam. There's no such thing as a 72-minute cutoff point. And there's a tremendous chesh, lahalacha, me'ikar hadin, I think the Rambam says this, me'ikar hadin, if a person makes a shahakol in the morning, can you believe such a halacha? It's a Rambam. Make a shahakol in the morning, and yinah me'siach das, you do not need to make another shahakol on anything you drink for the rest of the day. Or eat for that matter.
They didn't have watches.
To eat for that matter.
Someone told me that I'm drinking coffee in my car, and then I go into shul, I can maybe have this, if I understood them correctly, if I have the same cup of coffee, I have to make a new bracha.
Your new location. For a shahakol, not for a mezonos. The shahakal is weak, so it only works in the location. The Rambam is even more makel. The Rambam, now truth is, changing location may be different. But if you are in this, one thing is for sure, if you are in the same location, we halacha l'maisis, machlekes apoiskim, when does the bracha expire? We are brainwashed, Baruch Hashem, that we paskin, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, that a bracha expires. You have a time limit no matter what. No matter, you're sitting by your dining room table, too bad for you. The bracha, after 72 minutes, it expires. This is the opinion of a collection of Rishonim, which I don't have the liberty now of knowing their names, of Rishonim. But there are many more Rishonim that disagree with the entire principle in Masech, the brachas, that discuss the laws of the brachas. They have the opinion, the requirement to recite a bracha acharoina, and likewise, the expiration of your, they go together. The requirement to recite a bracha acharoina and the expiration of the bracha rishoina, the expiration does not depend upon your stomach. It depends upon your frame of mind. Purely the frame of mind. Ad kedei kach, they talk about a person sitting and learning the whole day in Beis Medrash. You're sitting and learning, and you make a shahak and cup of coffee, that's it. Until you walk out of the Beis Medrash, you don't make another shahakol. Even if you fill up, you drink another cup of coffee 3 hours later, if you have not left your seder, you're sitting and learning the way people used to do. I don't know if people do it today. Torasai umnasai, they sit and learn for real, and they sit and learn for long periods of time. They don't leave, and you make a bracha rishayna. You don't make another bracha rishayna, even if 72 minutes pass. Incredible. And this is the Rambam Shita. And for some reason, we don't pass like the Rambam in this matter. And there are many other shins. So the Mishnah, I think it's even the Mishnah Brewer that brings down, I think he brings down the Shaila, if I'm not mistaken, maybe the Kavachayim, is that the Leil Pesach is the one time a year when it's the Minog Yisrael to be Soimech on those Rishonim, that the Brocha Acharoina depends upon your frame of mind, not depending upon your stomach. Half flavor fella. Now, I want to conclude with the Dvar, or our time, just not 10 seconds, just what's Taka the Pshat? Why the Halacha changes Lil Pesach? What's supposed to Taka the Pshat? It's very simple. The whole Seder is the only time of the year when you can say about yourself, I have Yishuv Hadas, I'm not Messiah Das. We're in Golos. Whether you're living in Eretz Yisrael, whether you're living in America, whether you're well-to-do or not well-to-do, a Jew by definition is not stable. We know that. We know how short our attention span doesn't go more than 10 seconds, if not even that. Because why? It's a product of being in Golos. Not smartphones, it's not this, not that. We're just lost people. And when you're lost, you're lost across the board. There's no Yishuv Hadas. No Yishuv Hadas. I never have Yishuv Hadas. I can never say, I have Yishuv Hadas, I make a bracha, because that's the Iker Halacha. You make a bracha. Well, because 72 minutes pass, you can't make a bracha. Achreina? Who told you that? Who invented that rule? Well, when you were living in a state of mind where your mind is not anywhere, your mind and your scatterbrain, so after 10 seconds already, it should expire. The bracha achreina. I made a bracha. I don't even remember if 5 minutes and now what I did 5 minutes ago. So then the bracha, I can't make a bracha achreina. That's really the way it should be. So Chazal said, you can't do that. That's already going too far. So let's make a rule. We'll make a rule, 72 minutes. We'll follow the stomach. That will be something which is very reasonable to do when you don't have any presence of mind. But the Leil Seder, it's Zman Cheruseinu. It's incredible what this... Zman Cheruseinu. You're in a different world. You're mechuyif to put yourself into a matzav where you have Yishuv Hadas. Can you imagine such a thing? You have Yishuv Hadas. Now let's follow the halacha the way the halacha was meant to be followed. And the way the halacha is meant to be followed is, if you make a bracha, it doesn't expire. Of course you have to be, that's like a stomach. Who says your stomach is the balabas? The mind is the balabas. I was nene from Hashem's world. I make an ala mechia. I make an ala gafen. I make a bracha achreina. It never expires. As long as I'm in Yishuv Hadas. 72 minutes. Whoever told you 72 minutes? When you're living in an olam, you're on the run and you have no Yishuv Hadas, so then you should really expire after 10 seconds. It should expire. You can't do that. So Chazal said, we'll put it on the stomach. Leil Pesach, you're not totally on your stomach. It's the mind. Zman Cheruseinu. Ah, that changes the halacha entirely. You're sitting by the table. You made a Bar Pri Hagafen. You first begin to wash in 3 hours from now? No problem. The Birchus HaMazon will cover the Bar Pri Hagafen. It's the frame of mind. You see how the setting of the Seder is so potent? It even changes the world of halacha. Have a wonderful day.